Go ahead, Mike, start it off.
Me?
Incoming call?
No, yeah, let me think, Peyton Manning.
Now, you gotta be more prepared than this. This guy, you gotta be more prepared.
I never knew it, you called about that. Peyton Manning, can a quarterback be considered the best without winning a Super Bowl?
I'm not sure if you can ever be considered the best without winning a Super Bowl, no.
Why is it? We were talking about that in baseball, Barry Bonds is considered the best baseball player. He never had to win a World Series. Ted Williams never won a World Series. He's considered the best. Why is it?
Well, I'm not saying that you couldn't be the best, but you asked me if be considered the best, you know, by people. And I think it's very hard to be considered the best unless you win championships. I think that's what separates the great ones from very good ones. And, you know, Peyton is as good as it gets. I believe that. You know, just watching him, studying him, he's very impressive, very impressive. But I think Peyton Manning would be the first one to tell you that, you know, he's going to be judged by winning the big games. The great ones are.
They run a lot of no-huddle. How difficult is it to run no-huddle as much as they do? How special is that?
Well, it all depends what your offense is. You know, they run the no-huddle. They enjoy running it. You know, it just depends on what your philosophy is and your scheme is. They do a very good job of it. They take advantage of it. They get a quarterback that is quite comfortable with it, with a substitution package. So I think it's pretty easy because he enjoys it.
Do you think, are you surprised to see it that much in today's game? There's as much substitution as there is on both sides of the board.
No, because he keeps you from substituting. It's pretty easy, you know. He just hurries things up if you want to substitute, and he keeps the defense from going on the field. So. He's a very sharp guy. He works at it. You can tell that he's got to work at it more than most, because for him to grasp the intricacies of defenses, you've got to work at it all the time. And yeah, he's done that very consistently.
How different does our offense look without Aaron Jones this year?
Not a lot different, to be honest with you. You know, they got a running back that averaged over 7 yards a carry last week and 5.1 for the season and first-round draft choice, and that's one of the reasons why they got him, to complement their offense, knowing that they were going to lose James, and dealing with the salary cap and the issues, they went out and got another great running back.
Mike, how much is crowd noise be a factor,
Well, it's obviously a big advantage, you know, for us, especially with our crowd. You know, the big advantages we talk about all the time is the snap count and the defensive line being able to get the jump on the offensive lineman when you can't hear that snap count. So hopefully our crowd is very loud and we can take advantage of it. Well, it's not rattling, you know, somebody. You know, Payne's not going to be rattled unless you get a jump on the offensive line. You can put a little pass rush on him. That's usually the advantages. You know, he's used to it because he's obviously experienced quarterback, but all quarterbacks, it's very tough when the defensive line gets a little jump on the offensive line.